G'day, Adam Pengilly.
Morning, TK. Morning, Laurie.
Look, I know Blake Sheen's going up there, but he's going to have to try and wrestle some of these owners away from Zach Purton.
How good is he going? 6 wins again yesterday. I heard you guys just speaking about it a few minutes ago. Now, there's a massive carrot still dangling for Zach in the last week of the season. There's 2 meetings left up there in Hong Kong. There's 20 races. He's only 6 wins away from Joe Moreira's all-time record of 170 wins in a Hong Kong season. So a couple of months ago, people just thought it was almost an impossibility for him to get anywhere near that record. But given the rich vein of form he's been in the last month or so, it's a distinct possibility now. So he has to ride 6 to equal the record, 7 to break it over the next 2 meetings, which is still a very, very tough ask. But the form he's in at the moment is just absolutely incredible. 6 winners from 11 races on the program there yesterday, and he is clearly one of our elite sports people. Well, I'm talking Australian sports people in the world, let alone anywhere else. Yeah, how good is he going at the moment? He's just absolutely flying, Zach.
He had a bit of time off, Huey Bowman, but was back riding on Saturday, and I think he rode his first winner, didn't he, in his first race?
Yeah, his very first ride back, Laurie, on Sir Elton. He rode a winner. It was good to hear Huey speak after the race as well, just saying how much better he feels, you know, mentally and how refreshed he feels after having that break of a couple of months. So Huey's come back with a vengeance. He'll obviously work his weight down in a couple of months to try and reduce his riding weight to around that 55, 56, which he can usually ride and get ready for the spring. Only taking limited rides at the moment, just given his weight. And hopefully, get to ride Sir Elton a little bit more in the future, given the fact that there's been some pretty lucrative offers from Hong Kong for the horse who's unbeaten in his career so far in 3 starts. And I heard Adam Duggan speak to the boys yesterday on the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend Edition, saying that, you know, he was basically wasn't even back in his car before the phone started ringing from Hong Kong with more offers for the horse. So I suppose for Australian race fans' sake, I hope he stays in Australia for a little bit longer and continues his career. But sometimes it can be hard to keep knocking back those offers.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. This horse is an absolute freak. I know Winx is the best in the world, or was the best in the world, but geez, Enable wins again in Europe. What, first up after 256 days or something like that, and now going for arc number 3.
Yeah, she's had a very long break, TK, and for her to come back a winner at Sandown in the Eclipse Stakes was just another feather in her cap. And Frankie Victoria, again, was so effusive in his praise of the mare. And as you mentioned, she's hasn't had a smooth sailing, I suppose, in the past. She's had a fair share of issues. And again, she had another long spell, but still comes back a winner first up. And I think that's 10 straight in a row now she's won. So obviously she's not going to get into Winx territory with 33 straight, but she'll keep that winning streak going. And that arc looks first for the taking again a little bit later this year. If she can win 3 arcs in a row, yesterday it's pretty comparable to Winx winning 4 Cox Plates in a row.
Mm. Mate, what's the latest update with Damien Flowers' Everest slot that they're looking to on-sell?
Yeah, Laurie, so the tenders for that are going to close later this week on Friday, I believe. So any interested parties need to put their submission or application into Racing New South Wales by the end of the week, and then Racing New South Wales will make a decision pretty soon after that. They've been pretty... Well, haven't been backwards in coming forward and saying that money won't be the only consideration for them. They want to see a decent pitch that includes marketing and how people are going to promote that slot. So we'll wait and see what the result of that is, but that's due for a resolution at some stage in the next week or two. And the Dolphins seem to be an interested party. I've heard Vin Cox being quoted a couple of places saying that we're considering putting a tender in. They don't have any representation in the Everest this year, and there's only limited slots left. So when you consider they've got the likes of Elise and Osborne Bulls who are still looking for a spot in the race, it would make no surprise to see them try and put their hand up and get a spot in the race with Damien Flowers up for grabs. And we'll wait and see how that plays out in the next fortnight or so.
Yeah, it's still hard to believe that Godolphin weren't initially involved in the Everest. I just thought they would be, and here's an opportunity for them. But this is 1-year-only deal, isn't it, Adam?
Yeah, that's right, TK. So it's a 1-year-only at the moment. So I suppose if you've got a sprinter, you think it's going to be really competitive this year, you might be sort of willing to put your hand in your pocket, and then it's only for 1 year, and then they'll make a decision on the slot from next year onwards at a later date. So,
but if you got the slot this year and you did a good job with it and promoted it, you'd be first option, you would think, wouldn't they?
Yeah, you'd think so. Obviously, there's still a lot to play out with Damien Flower with his court process and everything like that. But yeah, if you did do a good job with it this year, you'd probably think you're in a box seat for coming years. So as we saw with that slot that went to Classique Legends owner and went for a fairly hefty price tag, I believe, too. It's the supply and demand is kicking in now, and people want to be a part of the concept.
There's no doubt about that. Good on you, mate.
Thanks, boys. Enjoy your day.